Roger, roger. Yeah. Yeah, it's all like you really got it going on over there. I mean, well, I guess I'm not too bad. I got a dipole to cover 10 to 80, and then I got a rotary dipole antenna to cover 6, 10, 15, 20, and 40, and I got a 6-meter horizontal beam, 3-element, let's see, and a dual band quad beam, 16-element beam there, 8 on VHF, 8 on UHF, and yep. So tell me, what band you like the best?
You know, I spend a lot of time on here, especially now that it's linked up, but I enjoy both 10 meters and 40 meters. I don't have 60 or 80 yet. The problem I run into is the way my backyard is set up. I've got two sets of power lines that kind of go diagonally across, so I can't really put an actual long regular dipole out there, so I'm going to be putting in, I think, some form of a vertical to let me do 80 and just put a lot of the ground radials on it, but I'm not sure. KF8BOT.
All right, KF8BOT, NHWJL. Well, all right. Yep. I'm also a general, but, you know, I don't know. I'm having so much fun. When I went from tech to general, I should have continued while I was in the studying mode, but I was just having so much fun being a general, you know, like you said, and getting on all these different bands. And I like my 2-meter 440 beam there, because I get into different places like, what's that place up there? I get into, I can get into Grand Rapids, Michigan, Akron, Ohio, Ludington, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, all around there when the band opens up there, Roger.